الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing of Allah be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, all together. Insha'Allah, today our khutbah would be focusing on an event that usually takes place on the 12th of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which is said to be the date that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given birth to. Historically, there is no any consensus or agreement among the scholars of Al-Islam that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. There is no any consensus. Scholars have differed on the date that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given birth to. Some of the scholars are of the opinion that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal. Some were of the opinion that he was given birth to on the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Some said he was given birth to on the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Some said on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. With all these that have been mentioned, it shows that there is no unanimity upon the date that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given birth to. Yes, a lot of scholars said he was given birth to in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. But which date exactly was he given birth to? Was it on the 2nd, on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th? So scholars have differed on this. So if it is something that is of importance to us, this would have been mentioned by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, there is consensus that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given birth to on Monday. He was born on Monday. This is established in a lot of books of ahadith. In Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Jarir bin Abdullah al-Dajjali radiyallahu anhu, it was said that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked the reason he will fast on Monday. He said, ذَاكَ يَوْمٌ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ وَبُعِثَ أَوْ بُعِثُ أَوْ بُعِثُ أَوْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيَّ فِيهِ. That is the day I was given bread soup. He was asked the reason why he would fast on Monday. He said, ذَاكَ يَوْمٌ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ وَبُعِثْتُ أَوْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيَّ فِيهِ. Or, I was raised as a messenger. The day I was given birth to and the day I was raised as a messenger. And that is why it is a sunnah. It is recommended that we fast on Monday. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast each. He would fast every Monday, except in some cases. He said that was the day he was given birth to, and that is the day he was raised as a messenger. So from this hadith, it is established that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on Monday. So it means, we say he was born on Monday of Rabiul Awwal, but for instance, which particular date, this we do not agree upon. The scholars of Islam do not agree upon a particular date that he was born. As I mentioned, there are several opinions. Some said on the 12th, which is common today. And some said it is on the 9th. Some said it is on the 8th. Some said it is on the 2nd. So if the date is important, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have mentioned it. So for the fact that he did not mention it, it shows that date is not important to us as far as our religious activities are concerned. The day is what is important to us, which is on Monday. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who fast every Monday. And the companions, they will also follow suit. They will also fast every Monday. So this is the sunnah. So the one who loves the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes attention to fast every Monday. Not compulsory, but if he claims he loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should attempt fasting on Monday. But for us to concentrate on the celebration of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the 15th, or the 12th, or the 9th, or the 2nd of Rabiul Awwal, this has no business. Scholars who have spoken and taught on the issue of the celebration of the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all agreed that this celebration was never done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was never done by the companions of the Messenger of Allah radiallahu anhu. It was never done by the righteous a'imma, Al-Imam Malik, Al-Imam Shafi, Al-Imam Ahmad, and many other a'imma, Al-Awza'i, Al-Layth, Sufyan al-Thawri, many a'imma, all the tabi'un, like Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and many others, never knew anything called the celebration of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never knew this. This did not come into place until during the caliphacy, so to say, of the people called Al-Ubaydiyyu, the children of Ubayd al-Qaddah. These are the people who introduced the celebration of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They introduced it among many other things that they introduced, many other celebrations. So this Ubaydiyyun, they are people who claim to be the descendants of Fatima radiallahu anha. So this is historically incorrect. But they ascribe themselves to Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, they will celebrate the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that of Hassan, that of Hussein, that of Fatima, that of Ali. They will celebrate the birthday of these great people because they have ascribed themselves to them. And this did not come to place until during their reign as the ruler in Egypt. And this took place, that is, their reign started around 362 Hijra. That is, after about 352 years after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah died 10 years after Hijra. After he emigrated from Mecca to Medina, he spent 10 years. After that, he died. So these people did not assume power in Egypt and other places where they ruled until 362 Hijra. 362 Hijra. So that is about 352 years after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So their reign started around that time. It was during this period they introduced these different celebrations that they would do. And if you can remember, we said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he got to Medina, he found the people of Medina celebrating 2 days. These 2 days were known as Yawm al-Nairuz and Yawm al-Mahrajan. The people of Medina will celebrate these 2 days. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma adhan yawman. Why are you celebrating these 2 days? They said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kunna nal'ab fi'ima fi jahiliya. Before we embrace Islam, we have been celebrating it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فإن الله قد أبدلكم بهما خيرا منهما يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر. Allah has given you in place of those 2 days, two other days. They are the day of Adha, that is the one we celebrate, the one we call Eid al-Kabir, where we slaughter animals. The other one is Yawm al-Fitr, the one that comes immediately after the completion of the fasting of Ramadan, which we call Eid al-Fitr. Apart from these 2 days, there are no any other celebrations allowed in Islam that you take as something that you celebrate on a yearly basis. There is no any other one. So this hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said shows there is no any room for any celebration after these 2 celebrations. So these are the celebrations that is Anwa also recognized in the deen. And when these people, the already known, when they introduced this during their rule, during their reign in Egypt, and they spread it to many places, so they will celebrate many birthdays, like that of Ali, that of Hassan, that of Hussein, that of Fatima. They will celebrate this, in addition to that of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ubaidiyun, their rule came to an end around 567, year 567, after the Hijrah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their rule came to an end. This was brought to an end by that of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. And this was around 567. So Salahuddin al-Ayyubi also became or started to rule. Now there was a time, somebody who was also a king. His name is Abu Sa'id al-Kukuburi in northern Iraq, modern-day Iraq, the northern Iraq. This king also cherished the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he will also celebrate it in an elaborate way. Even the way the Ubaidiyun will not celebrate it. So he will celebrate it in a very elaborate way. He will kill a lot of rams, he will slaughter a lot of camels, a lot of cows, a lot of hens, so people will drink, they will eat. This, some scholars said, was also influenced by what the Christians would do, the celebration of the birthday of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which they call Christmas. So this was influenced by that. So this has no basis. But you know, people, they like things of fanfare. They like things of enjoyment. So a lot of people fell for that. Some scholars who are not that upright as well also fell for this. And that was why somebody called Ibn Yahya wrote a book in order to justify the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wrote a book which is titled At-Tanwir fi Mawlidi al-Bashir al-Nadhir. And he handed this book to the king, Al-Malik al-Muzaffar, Abu Sa'id al-Kukuburi. He handed the book to him, and the king gave him about 1,000 dinar in appreciation of what he has done. So this became something that became rampant, became established and commonplace. People who celebrate it. It became part and parcel of the deen of Islam, which has no basis. And the issue is that this celebration of a thing was never practiced by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. It was not practiced by the companions. It was not practiced by the tabi'un, not practiced by the known imams, the famous and popular imams. It wasn't practiced by them. It was not practiced by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, An-Nasa'i. All these people did not know what we call today the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it was not in their time. It was not in place. So those who introduced it, we said they assumed power around 362. So these great imams that you mentioned, some of them died before year 200. Some of them died before year 100. Some of them died year 300. So none of these a'imma knew what they called the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they never celebrated it. It was later introduced and later given a kind of full support by some of the rulers, that they would spend so much money on it, all in the name that was the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not what we establish through this way. The love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is established through the following of his injunctions, the following of the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to those who claim that they love Allah, he said, "Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uuni yuhibbukum Allah." Say to them, if you people claim you love Allah, fattabi'uuni, follow me Muhammad, follow me, yuhibbukum Allah. That is when and only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to love you. So you cannot be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not approved. Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنِ بِإِ اللَّهِ. Do they have partners the partners that will be legislating for them as a part of this religion, مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنِ بِإِ اللَّهِ, what Allah has not authorized. So you can't do anything as far as Islam is concerned except with a text. The companions, they love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam better than any one of us. Why didn't they introduce this Mawlid al-Nabi? Al-Ihtifal bi Mawlid al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Why didn't they introduce it? Are we claiming we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than them? The answer is no. We can never love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than them. We can never love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than the companions. Yes, the companions, they did not introduce the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why are we introducing it? Why celebrating it? You see, some people, they want to look for evidences to celebrate, to justify this celebration. You see, some of them will say, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast the day of Ashura. So he was fasting the day of Ashura because Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was saved from Fir'aun on that day. So Messenger of Allah fasted. So why can't we fast? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. The response to that is that, do you have any evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah that the Messenger of Allah was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal? You can't prove it. You can't prove it. The scholars, they differ concerning the date of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some said 12th of Rabiul Awwal, some said on the 8th, some said 9th, some said 2nd. Which one are you supposed to celebrate? There is no evidence for that. You cannot prove it. The only proof you have concerning the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was born on Monday. What did he do? What did he himself do? He fasted. So why not fasting on Monday? If you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you fast every Monday. But for you to leave fasting on Monday, then you go on to establish 12th of Rabiul Awwal as a day of fasting. It's wrong. Because there is no evidence that he was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. There is no evidence. And there is no evidence that he fasted 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Let's assume there is evidence if he was born on 12th of Rabiul Awwal. He didn't fast it. He didn't fast it. The one that he fasted, we are all living it. We are not fasting on Monday. So instead we go for 12th of Rabiul Awwal, we are not fasting 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Rather, we establish fanfare, we dance, we sing. To the extent that some people, they engage themselves in some promiscuous acts. Women and men dancing, hugging and the likes. All these are not part and parcel of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if we limit it to fasting on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, it will be bid'ah. It will be bid'ah. Because this is what scholars will call sunnah tarkiyah. The Messenger of Allah did not do it. So anything that has to do with this religion that he didn't do, you doing it will be what? Will be said to be bid'ah. Let's look at, for instance, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a place and was served with what is called bomb, which can be translated as lizard or something similar to that. So Messenger of Allah refrained from eating it. When he refrained from eating it, the companion who was with him, Khalid al-Walid, also refrained from eating it. He then asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, haramun, who is it haram? The companion didn't say, because Messenger of Allah refrained, that I will eat. Yeah, Messenger of Allah did not celebrate 12th of Rabiul Awwal. We are celebrating. Look at the companion. Messenger of Allah did not eat, he refrained. He asked, is it haram? Messenger of Allah then responded, it is not haram. لَمْ يَكُنْ بِأَرْضِ قَوْمٍ فَعَافُهُ. It is not in the land of my people, so I detest eating it. Then the companion went ahead to eat. Meaning he had gotten what? Approval to eat. You are celebrating the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Where did you get the approval? You say he was born in Rabiul Awwal on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Said he was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, missed evidence. That's number one. Number two, even if you had a clear hadith that he was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, there is sunnah tarkiyah. Meaning the Messenger of Allah did not fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. He didn't fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So the issue of the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not taken of thing of ibadah except with respect to what? To the issue of fasting. So the companions, they never fasted on 12th of Rabiul Awwal. They never fasted in 12th of Rabiul Awwal or in the month of Rabiul Awwal as the old. Say they are celebrating the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they also use as evidence that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajru'a wa ajru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah dun an yanqusa min ujurihim shay." Whoever introduces a sunnah, asana, a good sunnah, falahu ajru'a, he's going to get the reward for what he has introduced. Wa ajru man amila biha, and similar to the reward of those who have worked by what he has introduced, he will be getting something like that in addition to his own reward. وَمَنْ صَلَّى سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً فَعَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ دُونَ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. And whoever introduces something that is evil in Islam, that thing, he will bear the sin. He will bear the sin. And all those who also follow suit, he will get similar sin as theirs. Because he is the one that opened the gate of evil. The said is an evidence that we can celebrate Maulid Nabi. The response to that is that, where did the Messenger of Allah do it? They said, but Maulid Nabi is good. We said, it's not something that you, that hadith you are quoting is evidence against you. Because what led to that hadith? Some people, they came to the masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were putting on woolen garments. Putting on woolen garments. The traces of poverty were written on their faces and their body. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't happy with what he saw in the situation of those people. So he now talked about giving sadaqah. He lectured the companions about the importance of sadaqah. So when some of the companions heard this, somebody went home and brought a big bag of golden coins and dropped it before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When people saw this, everybody started what? Donating, contributing for the support of these poor Muslims that came into the masjid. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his face brightened up and he became happy. He now said that hadith, "Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajru wa ajru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah." Now when we look at the issue of sadaqah, Islam has been encouraging us to do sadaqah. Before that incident, there was admonition, encouragement to do sadaqah before that time. The only thing that the hadith is pointing at, something that is established in Islam, somebody who tries to wake that thing, try to jail the people to do it. People are what? Are feeling reluctant to do good deeds that they've been encouraged to do in Islam. Somebody now starts doing it to seek them in doing it. He says, "Sanna sunnata asana." He is the one that opens the gates of good sunnah. Likewise, evil deeds are known. So the one who tries to open the gates of evil, he will get the sin, will bear the sin. And the sin of those who also do it similarly will be on him. So this is what the hadith is talking about. So you introducing Maulid Nabi, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not celebrate, shows you are opening the gates of evil. So the hadith is against you, not in your support. So what you are trying to say in essence, because of time, is that today is said to be the 10th of Rabiul Awwal, according to the counting of the NSCIA, that is the Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs. Today is said to be 10th of Al-Muharram. Maybe in two or so days now, we'll be in the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, which will be declared as a celebration, a public holiday. There is no any celebration in the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It was never celebrated by the companions. So all the scholars who have said you can celebrate it, they have acted contrary towards the companions and the tabi'un and the great imams were they are upon. So, and what is established is that whatever is not part and parcel of the deen during the time of those people, can never be part and parcel of the deen now. We cannot understand the deen better than those are in man. We can't understand the deen better than the companions. We cannot understand the deen better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this issue of following Nabi is what sunnah irkiyah. It's something that the Messenger of Allah never did. He never did it. Finally, I would like to narrate this story. One of our friends who was invited to a lecture. In that lecture, somebody preceded him in talking. He talked about the importance of Maulid Nabi, the celebration and things like that. He said there are some people who are enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will go against the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that Allah has blinded. He said a lot of things. So when it was the time, the son of our brother to speak, he said, if the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what we use to determine who loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Sa'id ibn Jubair, he mentioned a lot of people, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Abu Hanifa, Ahmad, Shafi'i, Bukhari, Muslim, all these people are guilty. They are guilty because they never celebrated the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you agree that these people are pious people, despite the fact that they did not celebrate the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be used to determine who loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in truth is the one who follows his injunctions. The one who follows his commandments. Somebody who is celebrating birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he doesn't pray the five daily prayer. He doesn't fast in Ramadan. He takes a zakat. He commits adultery. He commits shirk. What type of love are you talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, follow me Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. So it is by following the injunctions of Allah that your love of Allah will be displayed. Likewise, your love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be displayed. So don't fall for those who are celebrating the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi, if there is evidence that we should celebrate the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be among the first of people to do that. But since there is no any evidence that says that, and it was never celebrated by the companions, so Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us, إياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. He said, avoid the newly introduced matters in the religion, for every newly introduced matter in the religion is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. In one of the reports, وكل ضلالة في النار, and every misguidance leads one to end. It doesn't lead one to Al-Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the true followers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and grant us all a Jannah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Adawqafu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tura salatu fa nabuwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí n tí a ti síwájú tí àwọn náà bá fólù n tí ó ń lọ a rí pé a ń bẹ nínú oṣù rọ̀bí olè awọ́l láàrin bí ọjọ́ mélòó kan a máa bọ́ sí ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù rọ̀bí olè awọ́l torí pé òní ní ọjọ́ kẹwàá oṣù rọ̀bí olè awọ́l gẹ́gẹ́ bí NSCI bí wọ́n ṣe sọ ìyẹn Nigerian Supreme Council National Council for Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ṣe fèrè ilẹ̀ sọ pé òní ní ọjọ́ kẹwàá so láàrin ọjọ́ bíi méjì nísìn a máa wà nú ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ ọjọ́ kejìlá ìyàwó èèyàn máa celebrate yẹ wọn a máa ṣe àyájọ́ rẹ̀ tí wọ́n yà á lọ́tọ̀ tí àwọn èèyàn ó ka kún ọjọ́ dùnú àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ìpè ọjọ́ tí àbí anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sáyé ni bó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé nínú tàn ẹnu àwọn òpìtàn ẹnu òkò ìpè àbí anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ní ọjọ́ kejìlá àrínú àwọn àfáà tó finilẹ̀ ìpè ọjọ́ kẹjọ òun ni wọ́n bí anábí sallallahu alaihi wasallam àrínú àwọn míì tán ní ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án ni àrínú àwọn míì tán ní ọjọ́ kejì oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ ni so ó túmọ̀ sí pé kí ni yóò ṣe nǹkan tó pàtàkì tó bá ṣe pé nǹkan tó pàtàkì ni ẹ̀sìn ó ti sọ fún wa ìgbà tẹ́sìn ó ti sọ kí lèmi fẹ́ ṣe ra mi léṣe kí ni mo fẹ́ máa ṣe nǹkan tí ó sí ẹ̀rí nínú ẹ̀sìn fún nítorí wà fún ẹ̀sìn ò ní pé anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wọ́n bí sáyé ní ọjọ́ monday wọ́n bí sáyé ní ọjọ́ monday ní ọdún 571 AD gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ṣe fèrè lẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n déètì wo gangan ni déètì wo gangan òun ni nínú oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ eléyẹn ní òkò lé lórí ọjọ́ monday yẹn wọ́n bí lọ́wọ́ anábì sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́wọ́ asálám kí pékeré tó wọ́n ń gbàwẹ̀ lọ́jọ́ monday ó ní ọjọ́ tó ṣe wípé wọ́n bí òun sáyé bákan náà ọjọ́ tán gbóhùn dìde gẹ́gẹ́ bí òjíṣẹ́ sanam sọ̀rọ̀ asálám ò sọ̀rọ̀ kankan nípa ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ in fact ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ lọ́dọ̀ àwọn onítàn ẹni wọ́n fẹ́ kó lórí wípé ọjọ́ tán àbí kú nìyẹn ìyẹn ọjọ́ kejìlá oṣù rọ̀bí ìlàwọ̀ ẹni wọ́n fẹ́ kó lórí pé ọjọ́ tí àná bí kú nìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n kó lọ́jọ́ tán bí láyé ẹnu wò kò lè lórí àtọjọ́ tó kú ni àtọjọ́ tán bí sáyé ò ń ṣe nǹkan tán celebrate celebration àwa mùsùlùmí ò ju ọdún méjì lọ ọdún ìtúnú àwẹ̀ àtọdún iléyá gbogbo ìyókù táwọn èèyàn fi kún kò ń ṣàrẹ̀ àtúfọjọ́ jùmọ̀ táwa yìí gbogbo ìyí tó kù kò ń ṣàrẹ̀ àwọn àdáadáalẹ̀ àwọn èèyàn ní bí àwọn lọ́balọ́ba àmì àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́nà àwọn àfọ oníjẹkújẹ tó ṣe pé ẹlòmíín tí ó jẹ kòjékógbọ́ ni ó gbé àwọn nǹkan oríṣiríṣi kalẹ̀ kálá ń celebrate ọjọ́ bí ànẹ́bí àwọn tí ó kọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ làwọn tó ń pè ní àwọn òbèdì yìí o àwọn àfẹ́ẹ̀sìn wọ́n láwọn yìí gan-an wọ́n ń ṣe mùsùlùmí torí pé ìran àwọn shia rọ̀wá afid ni wọ́n wà àwọn tán wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí islam rú ni àwọn ni wọ́n láwọn celebrate ọjọ́ bí ànẹ́bí ọjọ́ bí ali ọjọ́ bí fatima ọjọ́ bí hasan ọjọ́ bí hussein tí wọ́n ń celebrate eléyìí ní nǹkan tí ò sí ẹ̀rí fún ìjọba wọn ní nǹkan bí 362 hijra lẹ́yìn nǹkan bí 100 ọdún mẹ́ta àbọ̀ lẹ́yìn ikú anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ni àwọn tá à ń sọ ìjórí ìjọba láàrin ìgbà yìí ni wọ́n wá gbé à ń celebrate ọjọ́ bí anábí àtàwọn ọjọ́ bí míì ni wọ́n gbé wọlé ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ó fi di nǹkan bí 567 lẹ́yìn ikú anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam àbí lẹ́yìn hijra anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so tí ó mọ̀ jẹ́ bí 557 lẹ́yìn ikú anábí sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ó ní ẹni tí a mọ̀ sí salahudeen al-ayyubi àtàwọn bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ni wọ́n gba ìjọba kúrò lọ àwọn obìnrin yìí ó ní e ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n ti fi rinlẹ̀ nípa ń celebrate ọjọ́ bí anábì àwọn òparẹ́ wọ́n tún continue lórí ẹni débi wípé ọba kan ní northern iraq ìlú kan tí wọ́n ń pè ní irbil tí orúkọ ọba náà ń jẹ́ al-malik al-muzaffar abu sa'id al-kukuburi òun ni ó wá ṣe tó gbẹrẹgẹjì gẹgẹ bébí ké yóò pa àmàyé rankumi àmàyé màlú yóò pa àmàyé adìẹ àmàyé agbo láti celebrate ọjọ́ bí anábì gbogbo àwọn afa ẹni tí wọ́n kìí ní ibùn dìhìá òun kò kọtíra láti justify rẹ̀ ni ọba yìí wá bu lówó ó bu ní nǹkan tí a mọ̀ sí nǹkan bí 1000 dinars lẹ́ni tó fi appreciate nǹkan ṣe látàrẹ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn afa náà wọ́n rọ́ọ̀lù bákan náà ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn lọ́balọ́ba wọ́n á celebrate ẹ̀ láti kó àwọn èèyàn lùmọ́ra láti kó àwọn ará lùmọ́ra pé àwọn nífẹ̀ẹ́ anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ṣùgbọ́n ìfẹ́ anábì sallallahu alaihi wasallam kò ń ṣe bí ká máa ju ká máa fò sókè òun ni a fi ń nífẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ ìfẹ́ anábì ibi tá a ti máa ń rí òun ni tẹ̀lé àṣẹ tó bá pa wá kí ni wúlò ẹni tó ṣe pé anábì sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ní kó má mu kí tó wá ń fò sókè ipe òun nífẹ̀ẹ́ anábì sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ń jalè ó ń ṣe zina ó ń parọ́ ó ń tatẹ́tẹ́ ó ń gbowó èlé ó ń gba bribe bákanáà kò kírun kò kírun kò sa àwọn katọ́lọ́wọ́ bá ṣe léwọ̀ kó ṣe lọ́rọ̀ yẹn fún àwọn katọ́lọ́wọ́ bá ṣe léwọ̀ bí a ń gbé egun àtàǹṣẹ́ yọ gbogbo àwọn kẹrọ yìí náà ni ó tẹ́rí sí à ń bọ nǹkan mi lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run pé nǹkan mi lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run gúnra fún nǹkan mi lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run jẹ́jẹ́ fún nǹkan mi lẹ́yìn ọlọ́run lórúkọ òrólé lórúkọ àṣàlú àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ gbogbo àwọn kẹrin ló tẹ́rí sí ṣùgbọ́n náà ni ó wà bọ́ta yóò ló ń gbé 1 billion kalẹ̀ ó ń gbé 1 million kalẹ̀ báwọn yóò fi celebrate ọjọ́ bí anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam àbí àfa tó ṣe pé tó yẹ kó ṣe wá àti fún àwọn èèyàn ẹ mọ́ ṣe eléyìí eléyìí ò dá àwọn kẹyìn ọlọ́run ọba ò ní fẹ́ sí kò ṣe kí ni kò sọ gbogbo eléyìí fún àwọn èèyàn ọ̀rọ̀ kí ni ẹni fi ànábì òun náà ni tó ń sọ torí náà ẹ wá lè ká ṣe báyìí a wá ṣe àkànṣe àdúrà kan àbá kan gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tí ò ní ìpìlẹ̀ ìfẹ́ ànábì wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ń bẹ ń bi ká tẹ̀lé àṣẹ rẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ ẹni tí ó tẹ̀lé àṣẹ ànábì sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó ṣe pé nǹkan tí àwọn ìmáàmù ńláńlá dáàmà ìmáàmù máàlìkì ìmáàmù ṣáfì àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ tí wọ́n mọ̀ torí pé kínní gẹ́gẹ́ bí n ta sọ after nǹkan bíi 362 ni wọ́n kọ́kọ́ gbóòórùn ẹ̀ nínú gbèsè ayé àwọn mùsùlùmí kí ọba tó fẹ̀ ẹ́ lójú tó wá fẹ̀ ẹ́ lójú ní nǹkan bíi 602 or 603 kí ẹ tó fẹ̀ ẹ́ lójú so kò ń ṣe nǹkan tó ṣe pé ó jẹ́ ìṣesí ìlànà ẹ̀sìn àwọn mùsùlùmí àkọ́kọ́ àwọn èèyàn tán gbádùn ni wọ́n gbà lọ́wọ́ wọn àtàwọn tán fẹ́ lò ó politically láti lè jẹ́ kí àwọn aráàlú nífẹ̀ẹ́ wọn ni wọ́n gbé kalẹ̀ ṣojọ́ máa à ń sọ fún wa ẹ mọ́ jẹ́ ká gbàtàn jẹ́ pẹ̀lú nǹkan nǹkan tó ń jẹ́ alẹ́sítífàlù bẹ̀lmọ́lìdì nàbàwì à ń sẹlẹ̀bírẹ́tì ọjọ́ ọ̀bí ànábì àdáadáalẹ̀ ni kò sínú ẹ̀sìn wa ànábì wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi wọ́n lọ nípa pé wọ́n yá kún wọn mọ́kàndínláti kún wọn gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tó bá jẹ́ àdáadáalẹ̀ bí ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn ẹ̀ jìnnà sí kọlọ́ba subhanahu wa ta'ala kí yóò ṣe àwọn subhanahu wa ta'ala muhammad. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.